Dr. Florence Rena Sabin, doctor and medical reformer. When, 1871 to 1953. Where, Central City and Denver. Why important? Dr. Sabin was the first female medical professor at Johns Hopkins, as well as a major medical reformer in Colorado. She also was the first female member of the National Academy of Sciences and first female physician scientist at Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research. Biography. Florence Rena Sabin was born November 9, 1871, in Central City, Colorado. She attended Smith College, a women's school in Massachusetts. She went on to attend Johns Hopkins University Medical School. The school had just opened their doors to women, and Florence was one of only 14 women in her class. Dr. Sabin was very talented and became a professor at Johns Hopkins in 1917. This made her the first woman to become a full professor at any medical college in the country. Just a few years later, in 1924, Dr. Sabin was elected the first woman president of the American Association of Autonomists and first lifetime woman member of the National Academy of Sciences. Although a talented teacher, Dr. Sabin decided to concentrate on research. In 1925, she became head of the Department of Cellular Studies at the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research. Her research focused on fighting tuberculosis. In 1938, Sabin retired to Colorado. However, retirement was short-lived. Governor Vivian asked her to lead the State Health Committee. At the time, Colorado had one of the highest infant death rates in the country, as well as the third highest scarlet fever rates and the fifth highest diphtheria total. Dr. Sabin reformed health care, writing 8 health bills that the legislature passed. In 1947, Mayor Quig Newton declared Dr. Sabin the new Denver Manager of Health and Charities. Dr. Sabin soon began a citywide X-ray and public education program that reduced the Denver tuberculosis rate by 50%. Florence died in Denver in 1953. To honor her great works, the state sent a statue of her to represent Colorado in the Statuary Hall at the Capitol in Washington.